Welcome to Dan Malloy's Personal Power Blueprint Podcast. Get ready to up your communication and commitment game. Hear from those who have succeeded using Dan's program. And now, here's Dan Malloy.
Hello, how are you? Uncle Dan here, coming to you from our studios up here in Park Ridge, New Jersey. My first ever podcast. I'm thrilled to be doing this. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I have a very powerful message for listeners out there that eventually will hear this. And that message is simple, that if you're listening to this, my claim is that you have unlimited personal power to accomplish and do whatever you want to do in life. And that's why we're on the planet, to discover that, to find it, to learn about it, and then create your own ideas, create your idea of what you want to have happen on the planet. I also firmly believe that if you have an idea that can help society and help humanity, that you got to run with it. You got to do it. It's your obligation as a human being to do that. If you don't do that, if you have an idea to help people, help society, help this country, help your community, whatever, and you don't do it, you leave a vacuum. You leave a little vacuum, a void, where evil can show up. I'm deadly serious about that. You know, there are evil forces in the world. Some people have ideas to create havoc and to create chaos and to create anarchy and to, you know, operations like ISIS and all that crazy stuff in the Middle East. And they have bad ideas. And so we have to drown out those bad ideas and that bad mojo and all that killing and the terrorism. We have to drown that out with good stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's your moral obligation. It's my That's why I'm doing this podcast. It's my moral obligation to do it. You know, I've been studying how to produce results for years, and I've been listening to lots of the self-help gurus. You know, people like Tony Robbins and Les Brown and Jim Rohn, and it goes on and on. There's a whole bunch of them, and they always talk about the need for change. You have to change if you want to accomplish things. If you want to lose weight, you have to change. You want to get in better shape, you have to change. You want to start your own business, you have to change. You have to get excited about it, you know. And but they don't really, none of them, and this is one of the things I'm going to get into in some detail as we move forward in this podcast series. How do you cause change? How do you cause change? How do you generate change? How do you do that? You want to start a company. How do you start that company? Say you have no money. You want to get into really great shape and you don't know what to do. How do you start it? What's the mechanism? More importantly, what's the language? All results in life, I don't care what you want to do, all results in life are tied to how you communicate. That's just the way that it is, you know. And I know I can say from personal experience. I went to good schools. I went to good grammar school, good high school, regional high, private high school, and a good college in New York City. I learned how to speak. I learned how to write. I learned how to do math. I learned how to do accounting. I learned all kinds of stuff. I did not learn how to communicate. Trust me about that one, folks. I did not learn how to communicate. My dad was a brilliant guy. He was a civil engineer. I mean, I admire him tremendously. He, in the middle of his college education, World War II happened, and he enlisted, like a lot of his buddies did, and he went off and fought in the Pacific for 4 years. They were getting ready to invade Japan. Can you imagine? When the bomb was dropped, multiple bombs. And Then he came back home and completed his college education and became a civil engineer. And a really smart guy, helped to build the skyline in Manhattan. Major construction projects, helped to design the lower level of the GW Bridge. But my point is that, you know, engineers, accountants, architects, automotive technicians, all these types of people that are really smart, brilliant people, are notorious for not communicating effectively. And it's a big difference. So my point is a big, big, big difference between speaking and communicating effectively. And that's one of the things I became passionate about, is because as I was growing, as I was going to school and everything, got into college and got out of college, it was difficult for me. Life was difficult for me in the beginning when I was young, in my 20s into my 30s. It wasn't until I started, I got serious about learning how to communicate that you know, I started to develop tremendous peace and my own personal power. So what I'm going to talk with you guys about, I mean, it's like I've been able to, two parts of my life. One was filled with lots of anxiety and failure. Then I started getting serious about how to communicate, and things changed. You know, I was able to turn things around quite a bit in my life because I learned how to communicate. And my claim is the source of personal power lies in your ability to communicate effectively and powerfully. And we're going to get into more and more of that as we go forward. I'll share a couple of things I was able to accomplish over the last few years since learning how to communicate. 1997, I raised $50 million and we bought a company called Procare from British Petroleum out in Ohio. So overnight, all of a sudden, I had a company with 1,000 employees and 104 auto repair and tire stores. Happened because I know how to communicate. I was able to, without having any knowledge about music, 1992, 93, I forget the exact year we did it, but I started a band. I knew nothing about music, but I knew what I wanted to accomplish. And we did. We started. At one point, I had a 16-piece band called Strange Brew. We played all over the New York metropolitan area, some big clubs all over New York City. Wound up on the David Letterman show twice. That's true. Wound up on, played on the Today Show. And why? Because I know something about how to communicate that the people don't teach you. You don't learn in school. That's my point. You learn how to speak and write, but not how to communicate. Big difference. You know, there's a difference, an analogy I think you could look at is how many people. Anybody can make noise on a piano. Let me put it this way. You could come up, a monkey can make noise on a piano. I'm sure if you YouTube dogs playing piano on YouTube, you're going to find a whole bunch of videos of dogs playing the piano. But the question is, how many people can play the piano or a guitar or whatever in such a way that it moves people to tears? You know, who can do that? How many people know how to do that? Not many. But people do, that people can do it. You've got to really develop something. Same thing, you know, as a vocalist. You know, there's the difference between just singing and singing with passion and singing with energy in such a way that moves an audience. You know, it's a challenge, a real challenge. But they don't teach you that in school. That's the problem. They just don't teach you that. You know, I was very fortunate in when I was young. I was 30 years old, and I was very fortunate to have studied with a guy by the name of Fernando Flores. I was struggling in my late 20s. I went through a divorce very early in life. College sweetheart. I'm madly in love with this woman. And but I had no idea how to be a good husband. I had no idea. I had no idea how to really communicate with her, how to take care of her. It was all about me, and I was living. I wasn't living a good life. Let me put it that way. Hanging out with the wrong people. I worked hard. I provided a living, but drinking too much, doing other illegal substances at the time, which may be legal now in some places. But it wasn't a healthy lifestyle, and so that marriage ended, and it caused a lot of suffering for me as a young man. Looked like on the outside that I had everything. You know, I had a nice little business. I had a home improvement business going, and had money, but I was absolutely miserable. You know, and so then I was very fortunate, and I met Fernando Flores, and he started teaching me really about how to communicate, not just how to speak. And that's what we're going to get into, folks. We're going to show the difference between just speaking and just communicating, and really, let me put it this way, how to communicate effectively, A, to yourself, to other people, to produce what you want to produce in your life. And we're going to do it, you know, this is my, I know I'm on the planet to teach this. This is what I do in my business. I teach people how to do this stuff all day long, all week long. This is what we do. And right now, actually, we're going to dial in a friend of mine, also happens to be a very good client of mine, a very interesting guy that we're going to talk with a little bit. And his name is Bill Schreider. So we're going to dial him up, or are we going to take a break now, Bill? We're going to take a short break, and then we come back. We're going to have Bill on, and we're going to get into more of this stuff about how to produce results.
Malloy Sales Development turns companies into commitment-based operations and their employees into commitment-based people, because commitment for human beings is the foundation for everything. And in business, it's mission critical. Because the only time commerce happens in any company is when commitments are exchanged internally among employees and externally with customers and vendors. Visit us at www.malloysales.com.
We're live, Bill. We're live now. You and I are doing our first podcast together. You know, and I want to introduce you as being a friend and a really wonderful client, and also an inspiration to a lot of people with what you're doing, you know. And I think how I would characterize you at this point, since I've known you for like a couple of years actually, but we've been working together for almost going on a year soon, as somebody who's open to learning, which I think is really, really, really a great, I always tell people, declaring yourself open for learning is one of the most powerful things a human being can do. And it just means so much to be saying, okay, teach me something, you know? And I think
that's the whole goal of life.
Tell me more. Tell me more about that.
Well, you got to be open to learn. I try to learn something new every day. And I try not to be the person who thinks they know it all. Well, that can't work. Because it just can't work. I know better. And when I see something I think can work, I want to learn about it, you know?
Well,
and
you
this comes
you,
from
yeah, go
a
ahead.
High school graduate. That's it, you know? And I try to learn every day.
Well, you know, so two of the smartest people I know, as you and two of the best clients, and Danny Smith, both you say the same thing, a high school graduate. But I tell you guys are smart. And I think you know what you don't know, and you're open to learning. So I came along and shared some new thoughts with you, some new ideas, new ways of looking at the world, and you ran with it, you know. But in multiple domains, you know, I like I said earlier, you know, in this podcast, and I think about it all the time, is that, you know, we listen to all these self-help gurus. If you're in business of trying to change yourself, improve yourself, you listen to people to motivate you and to share new insights with you. But none of them have taught what I teach and what I learned from Flores, you know, like the how to actually instigate change? How do you make changes in your life for real, lasting change? How do you do that? And I see you doing that. Talk about your and I want to share with people, because my claim is that everybody has unlimited personal power if they can get in touch with what you've discovered, right? If they can get in touch with it. So talk about the different areas of your life a little bit, Bill. You know, the fitness area, the health area, and the business area, and what you've been able to accomplish there so far.
All right. Well, in the last, it's almost been a year and a half now, Christmas had passed, and I decided that, you know, I don't look the way I want to look. I've got a pot belly. I'm too big. I made a goal to lose 35 pounds. I started going to the gym regularly with a personal trainer, and I lost 35 pounds.
And here you go. Bingo. You know, right?
Right. My weight fluctuates now, and some of it is muscle weighs more than fat. My pants, I just for some reason haven't been able to throw away my 36-inch work pants, and I have to wear a belt and cinch them up, you know?
Right.
My 34-inch pants are loose, so it's amazing. You know, I could barely get into those pants before. And it's putting your mind to it and then just doing it. It's taking that first step. Usually that's what stops most people. They're afraid to do the very first step, you know? Walk into the gym. Be the new person. I did it. Now I encourage people when they come in, don't quit. This works.
Right.
This works.
Well, one of the things what you said there is interesting to me, because when people declare what they're going to do, a lot of times immediately they get scared, because what if I fail? What if I fail? So you declare you're going to lose 35 pounds and you go on that journey, right? You start. The question becomes, what if I fail? What if I can't do it? You know, what if I look stupid?
That's one thing. I'm not afraid of failure, because you don't know your limits until you push them and you can't make it. You know, at work, I'll make a decision, and sometimes that decision doesn't work out the best. Well, that's okay. I'll make a different decision.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of saying, this is what we're going to do. And lead the way down the path. And that's what I like doing. And when it came to taking on this new sales idea that you had, I had a salesman that wasn't selling. I said, I know this works. I talked with Danny. This works. So we took it on. And with a little pushback from people in the family and other things, and then it started working. You know, we got everybody on board. And then they could see it working.
So what we're talking about,
we weren't answering the phone correctly, and we weren't treating, though we did treat customers nice and we did it, but now I could hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. And we could listen to it and say, here, this is what you did wrong on a phone call. So it's very easy. It's very basic, and it just needed someone to encourage me to do it. And you did that.
But let me ask you another question. Yeah. But the other thing about that, I think, is when you were trying to grow your business before, we've changed the topic over to business now from fitness.
Okay. Right.
But now we're talking about business. So the first thing was, I'm thinking, I could be wrong, that at some point you had to say, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at in my business. Right? Yeah, I want more.
Correct.
Just like you said, just like you said, I'm not happy with the way I look. You made an assessment about how you look and your weight and your waistline and all that. And the same thing in the business. You made an assessment about the business that I'm not happy with the way things are going. Is that accurate or not accurate?
And that is accurate. Because in business, I would hire a service writer. And basically, all I could do was say, try to do it this way or try to do it that way, answer the phone. And, you know, I didn't have a good blueprint as to how to teach them how the proper way to answer the phone and the proper way to approach a customer. So the only thing I could do is show them how I did it. I've been successful. I was happy with 3 to 8% growth a year, a little bit ahead of the curve. And I thought, well, that's good. And then I talked with other people and found that you could do much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't happy with, 8%. Most people would be thrilled with 8%. I wasn't happy with that.
Right. So it started, the process of change in your business and the process of change in your personal life in the fitness area started with an assessment called, I want to change, right?
Correct.
I want to make changes.
I want to change. I want to do better.
Right. Right. So that's the first step, right? But the other thing is I think that one of the gifts that hopefully – well, one of the gifts for me anyway, I think what I bring to the world is that all these results are tied to how we communicate. So you want to improve your business, you have to look at communication. You want to improve your fitness, you have to look at communication. It starts with that. Before you go to the gym,
life is how you communicate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's all tied to how we communicate.
It's putting it from inside your brain to maybe into your hands or into how you speak, but it's communication takes several different levels, verbal, written, the way you look at somebody and express to them. There's so many different ways you can communicate.
Right. But that's, to me, that's one of the fascinating things. It's like, I think everybody will agree, when I've been doing this now for quite a while, teaching about this stuff, what I call a language of commitment. But, everybody will come to the same conclusion after a while that, all my results in my life are tied to how we communicate, how I communicate. They all kind of agree to that. If you bring it up and you just, is that not true that it's all communication? But then the question becomes is, what does it mean? What does it really mean to communicate effectively as an individual, in the domain of fitness, and as a leader in business, like you are, you're a leader in business. What does that mean to communicate effectively? Big question, right?
Right. Right. We'll just jump back to physical fitness here real quick. I had a team. When I went in there, I had people working. I was no longer alone. I had a team to go out and knock this weight down.
Oh, interesting.
Now in business, it's the same thing. You build a team, and then you go out and you conquer the world. We might do it one customer at a time, but we work together to do it. We communicate the same way. We all have an understanding that we are out here to give commitment to our customers and offer them the best service they can get anywhere. And when we all do that, all of a sudden,
boom,
the car count goes up. The sales start going up, and you get that thrill. At least I do. The thrill of the kill, okay? I've now, instead of getting 20 cars in a day, I'm getting 25 cars a day, or I'm getting 30 cars in a day. The average RO has gone from $200 to $350, You see that, and it's all because you're willing to commit to the customer. I'm willing to take care of you.
Well, that's huge, what you said. Yeah, so it's the same thing in your fitness. You're willing to commit to a program, and you're willing to commit to a course of action, and you're willing to commit... and I think there's any gift that I gave you that's the distinction, the role of commitment in life, in your business and personal life.
Correct. You've got that line where you have the under and the over, if we can't make that transition, why we're driving up to do all the things that we do, you don't make it anywhere. Talk about that, Dan. I think that is such a good level.
What do you mean? Above
the
line, below the line,
top of the line, and all the stuff under the line.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really. I think it's a great model, but it's about the fact that if you look at life and look at all the results in life, your personal life, your fitness and health, and the relationships that you have with your family, and you look in your community, and you look at all the relationships you have, all of your community, all the vendors you work with, and the people you work with, and your friends and everything. And then you look at your business, and you look at all the employees you have, and the customers you work with, and how you measure everything. All results in life are driven by language. There isn't any result in your life that's not driven by or caused to occur without communication being involved, without language and communication. That's the source of everything. And I know for myself, up until I was about 30, I lived the first 30 years of my life, I had no idea about that. None. That it was really, that life, all the results were driven by language. The results of my life up until I was in my early 30s were, it was all over the place, especially in the domain of relationship. You know, and that was really the area that I struggled in. But then once you realize that the results, the relationships you have, the money you make, the how your business is growing or not growing, and you realize your fitness level, how all of it is tied to communication. And you start to learn and study some of the stuff we'll be going over here as this podcast unfolds. I just got a signal from my boss over here who's running the podcast. Bill, I couldn't understand what you were saying, though.
Yes, we'll take a break.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a break now, folks. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Dan Malloy's Personal Power Blueprint is a game changer. This podcast is designed to open the door to unlimited personal power by teaching you how to communicate more effectively and to sell more. It's based on a philosophy Dan developed called the language of commitment. Listen and subscribe at www.malloysales.com.
Talking with my friend and colleague and client, Mr. Bill Schreider, who's the owner and an entrepreneur, and he has a company, two companies. He has one called In-N-Out Tire Pros down in Delaware, Millsboro, Delaware, and he's got another company called Trick Trucks. And this is not just a small little business. He's got a giant 15-bay shop down there, and they do a tremendous business. And for myself, I run a company called Malloy Sales Development Group, and we're on the planet to help people like Bill transform his company from being, what's the right way to say it, hyper-focused on data and information and shift the focus more over to commitment and commitment to help other people. And
that's right.
And so I'd like Bill share what that transformation process has been like for the last year down in his business.
You know, it's been a great process because let me just describe a typical phone call a year ago towards a typical phone call now. A year ago, somebody would call up and say, hey, I need a front brake job. How much does it cost? And we would throw them a price. They say thank you. We say thank you. And the phone call would end. There was no commitment there from the customer or from the service writer at In-N-Out Tire Pros.
Mm-hmm.
So now the typical call goes, hey, I need a price on an oil change. And the first thing we're going to say is, I can certainly help you with that. Then we start building relationships. Who am I speaking with? We find out who we're speaking with, find out that they're new in the area, and we go, well, welcome to the area. You know, we start building that relationship. And then we let them know, you know, hey, have you done business? They say, no, that's how we find out that they're new in the area. And then we say, we can take care of it. We can help you at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock if that's when the opening is, and we want to be your car guy. We want to take care of you.
And so the distinction
from that is tremendous. You know?
Right. So the distinction I think we want to share with people is that in the old days, before we were started working together, you guys were hyper focused on information and data and giving out prices and looking up things online and sharing it with the customers. Correct? The callers.
Right. Strictly an information exchange.
Right.
You know, how much is this? This is how much it is. Thank you.
And this is
now
not
we
different.
Build a relationship.
This is what I've shared with you before, and I'll share with everybody listening to this, is that it's the same in every industry. We've measured more than a million business conversations over the last, close to 20 years now. More than a million. Word by word, Bill. You know how we analyze, right? Word by word.
Absolutely.
More than a million of them.
Right, and I start doing that now when I call somebody, and I see, well, how do they answer the phone? How do they treat me? And I'll share a brief one. I needed a set of handlebars for my Harley Davidson. I got the wrong ones off eBay. I said, I want to fix this today. So I call Harley Davidson. The girl that answered the phone was exciting. Boy, you know, hey, you ready to have an awesome time? And I came back, yes, I am. And she transferred me over to parts, and the guy's like, yeah, I can help you. What do you need? I need a set of handlebars for my Harley. We're not going to have that. Would you like me to look it up? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, absolutely no enthusiasm, no commitment.
That's
I
typically
had to pull it out of them to find out if he had it.
I've called.
I would be so disappointed if mine happened that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've listened to lots of parts people over the years. We've done some projects for some parts companies, auto parts. You know, in the dealerships, they have always have the parts department, right, in a lot of dealerships. So they answer the phone like, parts. Ring-a-ling-a-ling.
That's it.
Parts. You know, it's just comical. But
it is. They don't know what they don't know.
Right. Well, this is what I shared earlier in the podcast. Anybody can. Most people know how to speak. Most people know how to look up information. Very few people out there really, really, really have a grasp on how to communicate effectively. A whole different game. Whole different game. And so that's the transformation I think you guys have started on. You know, is how to communicate effectively.
Right. And we're finding out that price is not the issue. They want a commitment, and that's one thing Dan has taught me. People want to know and feel that they're going to be taken care of. And that's what we are now communicating and able to communicate is we're going to take care of you. You've called the right place.
And
come
Bill,
to us.
And
that transformation is causing tremendous growth in my business. 2 months ago, 88% growth over the same time last year.
You know, 88%. That's crazy number. I'm not embarrassed. I share that with that number with people and they go like, what? I say, yeah, and this is not like it was, you know, a nothing business. You know,
we had a good month that year.
Yeah,
we had an outstanding month. Last year, we went up against a good month, and we did 23%.
Yeah.
You know, 23%. If I take that year over year, that's 50% growth every 2.5 years.
Right.
Who's making 50% growth in 2.5 years?
Right. Well,
you know, and
we have clients. We have clients that are doing that because they're hyper focused now on their communication skills on a regular basis. You know, it's funny. My client Danny Smith out there in Tulsa. I asked him how his guys were doing at one of his stores. He's got 6 stores, and I asked him about this one store, and he said, "Well, they're having a record month, all-time record month." But I just told him that they were going to lose their jobs. Two guys that run the store. And they said, how come? He said, because you're not working the program. The whole company is moving in a particular direction. And he has standards now for how he wants them to communicate. It's not complex, but it requires that people make commitments to help people, which is what you're describing here, Bill. And if they're not doing that, then he doesn't want them to even work there because he realized he has become a commitment-based organization.
In Danny's organization, he has 6 stores, so he has to have them all flowing in the same direction.
Exactly.
Where I have 2, I've got them going in that direction right now because I'm there. Danny, you know, if he sees them drifting off one way, yeah, the numbers might be good, but they're not going to stay good if you don't have that level of commitment. And that's why
exactly.
He wants them to be committed.
Exactly.
You have to use this language to get where you want to go.
Yes. Yes. And so I was just blessed. I started studying about this stuff so many years ago, and now I'm thrilled to be able to share it with people like you that are producing amazing results in your what kind of impact, I'm just curious, Bill, what kind of impact has this had in your personal life, you know, that looking out of your eyeballs now, it's the same Bill, but now you look at language and communication differently than you did before, correct?
Absolutely. You know, when I would talk to other business owners or other things like that, we talk numbers, you know, but now I talk commitment. You know, what kind of commitment are the people giving? You know, we talk, it's a whole different language. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm now talking to people with commitment and I can do this. I can help you. You know, even when it comes to the simple things you might be talking about. Now at home, you know, my wife was like, can you do that? And I said, certainly I can help you with that. And she goes, I know you can help me with that. And we laugh a little bit, you know.
Right. It's funny right now,
you
isn't
know?
It? It's cool.
You know,
we do
you
that
know,
at home too.
Right.
With Doreen, yeah.
Right. I can help you. I like that one story. You said, I need some of that. I can help you with that right now.
Yeah, that's, you know? She'll say that to me.
And it's good. Yeah, it's good. You know, it's good communication. We're all learning that. Giving the customer, the person on the other end of the phone, you know, that level of commitment. We're here to help you, and we're going to be here to help you tomorrow.
So this is interesting.
I'm still here to help you.
This is interesting because, you know, I one of the reasons I do this for it, because I'm certain that people are not taught this stuff in school. And so you get a lot of young people today come out in the workforce, and they're not looking, they don't know how to go out and declare to the world, I'm here to help. So they walk into a company, they're looking for a job. I need a job. I need for you to pay me something, right? So if I'm going to looking for a job down by you down there, Bill, and I say, look, I need a job. I'm looking for a job. You got any work? Right? I'm looking for a job. Instead of coming in and saying to a business owner like you, say, look, Bill, you know what? I just got out of college, and I've learned quite a bit, but mostly what you can do is count on me, you know, because I'll show up every day, and I'll bring my best energy, and I'm here to help you make money, and I'm here to help you in any way that you need me to help. You know, but you can count on me 110% to show up and do what I got to do. And what I'm finding is a lot of people are just looking for a job, and they don't understand. They were never taught how to exercise their own power and how to make commitments out there in the world. Just never taught that, and yet that is the driving force. You know, what do you find about young people that you interview for work and everything?
Most of them already feel that I owe them something.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I don't owe you anything yet, you know?
Right.
You know, they want to know, how much time am I getting off? What are you going to do for me? And nothing, when I look at them, I'm like, well, what are you going to do for me?
Exactly.
You know?
That's my exact point, Bill.
You already said you need 2 weeks vacation. You're going to call out 6 days a week. And, you know, come on now. You know?
That's great.
You've got zero experience, and you want $20 an hour.
That's a great segue. I think we've been at this. I'm thrilled. I'm having fun here with you today on this. And I think that's a great place to end. We could talk about that. Next time, I want to talk about education, and I want to talk about what people are learning in school and how they come out of school many times. And I'm not saying all of them, but many, many times, maybe most, come out and they're not very powerful, and they don't know how to go out in the world and make commitments. And yet, to your point, they're looking for something, like the world owes them something.
That's right.
You know, yeah, interesting. Interesting.
It is a whole new subject.
Have you been ghosted?
Participation trophy generation.
Right. Have you been ghosted on by people? Do you know what ghosting is?
Absolutely. And I will. Ghosting is when you hire somebody and they never show up.
Right.
You know, so you might lose a week, 2 weeks before they come in, when you could have been interviewing more people and doing something, and they don't show. I've taken it from Danny Smith. I say, okay, I want you. You're starting tomorrow. And they're like, well, I got to give notice. I said, well, I'm giving you the commitment. You've got a job here. You give me the commitment. You're going to show up. And now they start showing up. And you know what? They burned that bridge. They can't just go running back. They're going to make this job work. They're going to give it 110%.
Right. You find that that's working? I like that.
It is working.
Yeah.
It is working.
Cool.
My wife wanted me to do that years ago. I just didn't think it was right. But after you get ghosted a few times, more than a few times, and you're losing, you know, I'm sure I've lost several months of being able to recruit people because, you know, I wait 3 weeks for someone to show up. I change my mind. Well, why didn't you tell me 3 weeks ago?
Right.
You're
not going to show. Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, this is a great topic.
That is what ghosting is, and it's a subject all on its own.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for joining me here. And I think that's a good first effort for today. And by the way, I'll let you know, and I'll let my producer over here know, that I'm open for coaching on how to make these podcasts even better, you know, so.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Dan. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Very good, my friend. Be good.
All right. Bye.
I just want to thank you for coming in and being part of my very first podcast. This podcast is going to be hosted in a variety of places, but where you should really go to get it is at MalloySales.com, and you'll see there'll be a link there for podcasts. And also, we'll be doing this on a regular basis, so feel free to check in and subscribe to receive the podcasts. And The title of these podcasts is, we're calling it Blueprint for Personal Power. It's all about language and communication, and we'll be getting into developing the skills for communicating more effectively in all areas of life and how to achieve and accomplish whatever goals you have in your life. So thanks again for being here, and we'll catch you on the rebound.